This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-done. You should expect the unexpected.
We got loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The scramble is on to get some of that gambling revenue in our states here in the heartland of America, especially some of those that really need the money. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has paved the way for states to allow sports betting, professional sports leagues, gambling operators, and yes, indeed, state governments are vying for their share of potentially billions of dollars of new revenue. Something interesting is going on today in North Carolina that points up the rural-urban divide of that state and many in our region. Roughly two-thirds of the children in North Carolina are out of school today after districts announced closures to accommodate thousands of teachers' requests for the day off. They're marching on the state capitol in support of increased school funding. They want higher salaries. The Wall Street Journal points out that in the state's 100 counties in those rural districts, the schools are open. The teachers are not taking the day off. The paper says that divergence is not a coincidence. It reflects the growing divide in that state between the liberal cities that drive the state's economy and the conservative small towns and rural areas that control state politics. That could be also applied, I would imagine, in many of our Midwest states. It's a very different world in some of our cities, such as Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, Chicago, Cincinnati, as compared to the rural areas. From This Week in Agribusiness, crop reports from the field come across our screen hourly this time of year. And from Central Indiana, the reporter this morning told me in that area, running from around Kentland to around Indianapolis, that includes Lafayette, Frankfort, Lebanon, Indiana, the early stands of corn now emerge, look about as good as they possibly could at this stage. Of course, good weather will be needed all season long, and farmers have to keep their fingers crossed and pray that the weather remains good. You may see these guys on the Mississippi River over the next few days. Three men are paddling 2,320 miles from Lake Itasca in Minnesota down to the Gulf of Mexico. Kirk Milhone, Kevin Eckelkamp, and Nate Lastinger hope to break the record that now stands at 18 days, 4 hours, 51 minutes. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.